Good morning, Wake. How are we doing? Come on. Did y'all like Prime of Your Life? Did we like that? I thought that was hilarious. I love seeing Parker Primrose up there. But before we get started this morning, I want to show y'all a few memes, maybe a little pictures. Is that okay? Can we do that? Good, good. Can we get that first meme on the screen? There it is. Instagram versus reality. As you can see, look at this reality picture. She's sweating. She's actually crying if you like really look at it. Her mascara is dripping. But that's kind of Instagram reality. Can I get the next one? Man, expectation. Right, how do we feel about this? Anyone want to go? I go to McDonald's all the time. Want it to look like that. And I really just get the reality of that bummy old cheeseburger right there. I thought that was life. That's life right there. Can I get the next one? Tweety Bird. That's actually, that reality, I'll be honest, that reality is kind of what I looked like this morning waking up. I was, whoa, got to get the wake, you know what I'm saying? And then this last one's just a normal photo. And as I ask, does anything look different? I know they kind of look like different sizes because of how he's holding it. Does something look different in this? Shoelaces look different? Anything else? Does someone, maybe? Oh, they're fake? Okay, what if I told you that the one on the left's actually fake? The one on the right's real. Did y'all notice that? Yeah. Y'all notice that right away? Yeah. I don't believe it. I don't believe that. So we got the fake one and the real one. Which one do you want? Fake. You want the fake? Yeah. Okay, cheap. What if we said, hey, money's not an issue. I can give you the fake Yeezys. I can give you the real Yeezys. Which one are you taking? Real, right? We're taking the real ones. So what I'm hearing, and what the reason I show you those memes in this photo this morning is because we're talking about authenticity. So when I said, hey, money's not an issue, which one do you want out of these shoes? You want the real ones. You don't want to be walking around in fake Yeezys and someone making fun of you, right? You know, I wouldn't want that. If I had the option to have the real ones, I'm taking the real, right? Yeah, I feel like y'all are kind of there. Are we there this morning? Are y'all understanding me? So if you want what's real and genuine, like you should also desire to live a real and genuine, authentic life. It's actually what God calls us to do. And so what we see in those memes and stuff, it's like the Instagram and the reality. Like we make ourselves look really, really great. When in reality, sometimes like we don't have it together. Sometimes I'm looking like that Tweety Bird popsicle. Like I don't have it together, right? And so we shouldn't feel like we have it together. In fact, God's word tells us that we don't have it together. And so if fake things don't hold true value in your life, then you should not be living a fake life thinking that it's going to hold true value. All right, let me say that again. Listen here, because we're going to break this down this morning. If fake things don't hold true value in your life, then why do you think living a fake life is going to hold true value? So we're called to live authentic as Christians. God desires us to not be faked. He doesn't desire for us to act like we have it all together, because in reality, we don't have it together. We're imperfect people, but I want to tell you today that thankfully we serve a perfect God. In fact, a perfect Savior. And so if you want to follow God in a more deeper way, then you should desire to be real. You should desire to be authentic. Because if you're being fake, then if we're being honest, if you're fake, you're being someone that you're not. And God does not want you to live that way. So we're going to break down authenticity by answering three questions today. And those three questions are, what does it mean to be authentic? Why does it matter to be authentic? And then how do you practice being authentic? And so let's pray real quick. Father, thank you so much that we get to talk about authenticity this morning. Lord, I pray that may nothing of me hold any value, but may your word hold utmost value in our lives, Lord. And may anything that's not of you that I say this morning, may it be null and voided, Lord. But if anything is true, may your spirit just enlighten our minds and our hearts to know you deeper, Lord, and to live an authentic life. And so, Lord, would you open and soften our hearts this morning to see your desires for how we should live in light of the cross. It's in your son's, Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right, so first question, we got to answer it. What does it mean to be authentic? And here's the one-liner. All right, here's what you need to know. To be authentic means to let what is true be known. All right, that's what you need to know. If you walk away from anything with this message, I want you to know this. To be authentic means to let what is true be fully known. So when I say true, what I mean by true is that that is the reality, right? That is a fact. It is factual. This is what's happening. And this could be multiple things. It could be, man, I'm really insecure about how I look. And so I post Instagram pictures of I only look the best, or I edit them to make them look better, when in reality, like, man, I'm just insecure about how I look. Or maybe you are insecure, and because of that, you compare yourselves to others. Well, I'm not that guy. Like, I'm not that good of an athlete, or I don't have that cool shirt or those cool shoes, or I'm not as pretty as her. And man, I just don't think I have as many friends as that person. And maybe you're worried about what other people are thinking of you. Maybe you feel shame or guilt in what you've done, things no one knows about. Maybe you have pride thinking, oh, well, at least I'm better than that person. Like, I have more friends than that person. I'm prettier than that person. Like, right now, I'm just reading things that may be true about you. And maybe some of the things I just said, you're like, that's me, and I'm never telling someone. And that's not how you should live, because that is what's true. And maybe you're thinking of other things right now that I didn't just say. But if authenticity is letting what is true be known, then you need to let that be known. So we look at 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 and 10. So if you have your Bible, that's where we're going to go today. So now I want to read it from the Word, because this is God's Word. He's given it to us, and so we put high value on it here at Wake, and it's high value in small group, right? So we're going to read 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 through 10. It says this: "This is the message that we have heard from him, Jesus, and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, we lie to ourselves, and the truth is not in us. However, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar." Who are we making a liar? We make God a liar. And his word, God's word, is not in us. And so that's a heavy passage to read this morning. And we're going to kind of break some of that down. But the first thing we know is that when someone is genuine, when someone is authentic, they're exactly who they say they are. When something is genuine, when something's authentic, it's exactly what it's said to be, like those Yeezys. If it's the real ones, it's exactly what it's said to be. But if it's the fake, it's a lie. It's not from Adidas, right? It's a ripoff. Exactly. So why would we want to live a life living like a ripoff? So for us to be authentic and genuine, God's word's calling us to live in the light. It actually said you're to walk in the light as he is in the light. And so what does it mean to walk in the light? Well, that's simply telling the truth about what you do and how you're feeling. So let me say that one more time. When we walk in the light, all that is we're telling others what we're doing and how we are feeling. All right? Do we understand that? So we shouldn't act like we have it all together, because we just read in this passage that we don't have it together. It says, if we say we don't sin, we deceive ourselves. We're lying to ourselves. We're being fake with ourselves. So what's sin? Sin is missing the marks, falling short. Romans 3:23 says, all have fallen short of God's glory. Everyone in this room has fallen short. God's word says that. Everyone on this planet, everyone in this universe falls short. And so if we say, hey, man, I'm perfect, like I don't have anything wrong with me, then you're lying to yourself. That's the truth. And we don't want to lie to ourselves. And we don't want to lie to others, because God sees everything we do. And in fact, the last verse of that passage, if we say we have no sin, we make God a liar. And God is not a liar. He's the knower of all truth. In fact, he's giving us all truth. He is truth, and he is the light. So he knows what we do, and he knows what we think, and he knows how we feel. In fact, Psalm 139, verse 1 says, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down, and you know when I rise up, and you discern my thoughts from afar. So we see from this verse that he sees us and he knows us. He knows what we do, he knows what we think, and he knows how we feel. And he wants us to be authentic about that. That's his desire. So authenticity is confessing, hey, like, I'm raising my hand because I'm not perfect. I'm actually imperfect because of this. I'm imperfect because I'm feeling this way. I've fallen short. I've let someone down. However, in all of those things, I know it sounds really negative. In all those things, God still loves you. In fact, Romans 5:8 says, "For even while we were still sinners, Christ died for you." While you were sinning, while you were imperfect, he still paid the payment for your sins. He still died for you. And once you trust in him by faith in his life, death, burial, and resurrection, when you make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior and want to follow him, Romans 8:1 says, for those who are in Christ, there's now no more condemnation. There's no more. Like, you are no longer condemned by your sin. However, like, sometimes we still fall short. And what God's calling us to is to confess that. So authenticity leads us to confess, but it also leads us to share our faith with others. Because when you are fully seen, when we're sharing our stories with others, we can be fully authentic. Because it's like, hey, I know I'm no longer condemned, but this is who I was. This is not who I am anymore in Christ. And so we can be real. And that actually, that brings people to know Jesus. Because that makes us not a hypocrite. Like, we're gonna say what we believe and then we're gonna actually do it, right? Has anyone ever known someone that's like, hey, they said this thing, but they didn't do that. Like, they didn't live it out. Has anyone ever had that happen to them? Well, that shouldn't be what we should do. Actually, God's calling us to say what we believe and then act it out. And we act that out by living an authentic life and confessing to others what we do and how we're feeling. And he also calls us to share with others. Because in sharing, we get to do what we did last week with the evangelism exercise. We get to share the gospel with them because we've received so much grace and mercy in response of what Christ has done for us. So to be authentic is to be honest and to let what is true be known. So why does it matter to be authentic? Well, we've seen that authenticity is telling the truth, letting what is true be known. But sometimes, like I've kind of covered already, the truth can sometimes show that, hey, I'm not okay. Like, something's wrong with me, right? And I want you to hear this today, Wake. Like, listen in. It's okay to not be okay, all right? It's okay to not be okay. But what's not okay is for you to stay that way, all right? It's not okay to stay that way. And that's what I want you to know, that authenticity matters, because when you confess, God will meet you there. Because what we saw in his word today, that he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. He's faithful to remind you that you are his. And then here's the main point. It matters because you cannot be fully loved until you're fully known. Your leaders cannot love you to their fullest until you let them know you in your fullness, right? James 5:16 says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power in its working. So if you confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, you will be healed. So when we're authentic, it matters because we find healing in that. When we're authentic, we find healing. And you can't receive help unless you admit that you need it. And like, people don't just walk around just knowing what you're dealing with. You got to let it be known. And that's scary. It's scary to be like, man, I'm about to say how I'm messed up. And in that moment, I've been there. And so this last question, how do you practice being authentic? Well, I want to tell you a story about how it looked for me. When I was a freshman in college, I started coming here to Watermark, got plugged into the college ministry, and when I got plugged in, they placed me in my first ever community group. So I started meeting with guys weekly and we started just trying to follow Jesus the best we can. I was being discipled by a guy on the college team here. And what I started to see is they were preaching that we should walk in the light, and they were really honing in on that and how much joy comes from walking in light. And I'd never fully been open with my life. I'd never let someone in on some things. I was like, I will never let someone know that about me. I'm never gonna confess those things. No one's ever gonna know that. And I started to get convicted because I would read God's word and I would hear them read this passage in 1 John chapter 1 about walking the light as he is in the light. And if you say you have no sin, you deceive yourselves. And I was convicted because I knew that I wasn't living a fully authentic life. And I wasn't being fully loved because I wasn't letting myself be fully known. And so I confessed those things. And I can remember exactly where I was standing and who was in my group when I let people know some things that I had never shared with anyone else. And I remember it so vividly because I was so scared of what they were going to think of me. I was so scared of how I was going to be viewed. But I also remember it because in that moment, I was fully loved. They loved me in it because they were practicing our faith, exactly what God has called us to do. And so that was 3.5 years ago when I shared everything. And what I don't want you to hear about authenticity today because of that story, I don't want you to hear that it's a one-time thing. Like, hey, let all that stuff be known. Time to move on. Like, let's move on. Never talk about it again. Authenticity is not a one-time thing. It's a daily practice for us as followers of Christ. In fact, I'm going to actually be authentic with you this morning. And I want to share like kind of where I've been the past few weeks, if that's okay, because I want to show you that it's not a one-time thing. It's not something that happened in my walk with Jesus 3.5 years ago, but it's happening every day and every week as I meet with my community group. And so, Wake, if I'm being fully honest with you this morning, the past couple weeks have been so hard for me. And the reasons it's been so hard is because y'all know I've been in the Watermark Institute. I'm a resident here on the Wake team. And the Institute actually ends in a little under less than a month. And what that means is I need to move out of my apartment. And I don't know where I'm going to move to. That means I need to find a job. And I've been interviewing with jobs and trying to find a job, and I haven't found one. And what that has just really caused a lot in my life is a lot of anxiety about, man, I don't know where I'm going to be this summer. I don't know where I'm going to live. I don't know who's going to be my friends. And it's caused me to worry about it. And this worry and anxiety has really just made the enemy try to get me to believe a lot of lies. Those lies being, man, hey, God's unfair to you, Ryan. God's put you at a disadvantage. God doesn't love you as much as he loves these other people that are getting a job and getting to live in a place they want to live. And because of those lies, like it just really started to make me isolate myself. Like I wasn't fully believing those lies. I was like, man, that's a lie. But I was feeling how they were, like they were making me feel isolated. They were making me feel apathetic and I was lazy and I was really inconsiderate of others. And so because of all that, I share that with you this morning. And at first, I've shared that with my community. I've shared that with the Wake team. I've shared that with my mentors. I've even shared that with my small group that I lead. And it was scary to tell people how I've truly been feeling lately. But I experienced God's love for me in that. And my community, the people around me, reminded me of God's truth, that he still loved me. And so, Wake, I want you to not hear that, oh man, Ryan's fully authentic and he's awesome, because I'm not. I'm imperfect, but I follow a perfect Savior, and God desires for you to be fully known because we follow a perfect Savior who wants to know us in our troubles because he's faithful and he loves us. So the truth is, everyone in here has a problem just like me. Like maybe it's something I said, maybe it's not. They may look the same, they may look different, but we all have hurts, we all have habits, we all have hangups. And what God asks of us is to be authentic. He asks us to let what is true be known to others and also to him. And it matters because when we are fully known, we can be fully loved. And the way we practice that is by letting your leaders, letting your friends, letting your parents just know how you're doing. Just let them know what you're doing and how you're feeling. It's that simple. And God actually desires that for you. And so, Father, we thank you for your gospel. We thank you that you're a God who desires to know us deeply. You're a God who desires for us to be fully loved, first by you, but then by the people you've placed around us. So, Father, I pray if there's someone in this room this morning that is thinking about something that they've never told anyone, and they feel guilt and shame, Lord, I pray that they would talk to me. They would talk to a Wake leader. Lord, they'd talk to their parents about it. And they'd let others in on their lives, Lord, so that they can be fully loved. That's what you desire for us, Lord. I pray everyone in this room desires to walk in the light as you're in the light. Lord, that we can live an authentic life. We don't live a fake life, Lord, that doesn't hold true value, but we live a real one that it holds eternal value. Lord, that brings us abundant life now. So, Father, would you help us have the courage and the authenticity to let what is true be known? And it's in your Son, Jesus' name, and we pray. Amen.